Hi, I'm Rich Lander, program manager on the .NET team. I'm also a frequent contributor to the .NET blog and am the guy behind the .NET Twitter handle. Today I'm going to talk about ASP.NET App Suspend. ASP.NET App Suspend is a new hosting mode for ASP.NET, built on top of the Internet Information Services in Windows Server 2012 R2. In this session, you will learn about how the simple flip of a switch delivers dramatically more efficient utilization of your hardware and a much better startup user experience that your customers will notice. There are no new APIs to learn. This new capability is a simple configuration change on your application pool. Okay, let's get started. Let's take a look at ASP.NET App Suspend. Almost everything about ASP.NET App Suspend is in Internet Information Services Manager, or IS Manager, which I'm sure you've used before. You'll see that under Advanced Settings on each one of the application pools, that there's a new setting there underneath Process Model. Let's take a look at that. You've seen Idle Timeout before, which here is set to 20 minutes on earlier versions of Windows Server, but now we have a new option called Idle Timeout Action, which is currently set to Terminate by default. There's a new setting there called Suspend, which is this feature, and you can obviously toggle between them. So what we're going to do today is a bit of an experiment to see how much better ASP.NET App Suspend is compared to Terminate, which was the default, really the only option in Windows Server 2012. So we have four app pools here that we're going to use today that all have .NET Nuke in them, which is a popular .NET hosting app. So let's get them set up. So we're going to start with this first one, app pool 0, and we are going to set it to terminate after 1 minute. We're only setting it to terminate for 1 minute for testing purposes only, so we don't have to wait very long. You wouldn't normally set the app pool this way. And then we're going to set the next one to suspend. There we go. Suspend, and we'll also set it to 1 minute. And then we'll set app pool 2 to suspend, to terminate. Yes, and we'll set it to 1 minute. And then last, we'll set app pool 3 to suspend, also for 1 minute. By now, you're probably getting the idea of where these settings are and how to set them. Okay, so now we're going to go to Internet Explorer, and we are going to access this website. The initial access of the website should be the same across all four app pools. So let's try that now. Okay, the first one's loaded. Oops. Now we need to get that URL. Now let's load the second one. And so this is the time, this is the cold startup time that you're seeing. This is the cold startup time that you're seeing, which is identical across all of them. This would be the very first time that someone visits the site on the server after it's been rebooted. Okay, and so now all sites have been accessed. We can see if we access them, now that they're all warm, they all start up, they all respond to requests very quickly, which is what we would expect. Now what we're going to do is we're going to go to the event viewer, and we are going to wait for the two sites that are set to suspend. We did the work so that ASP.NET App Suspension is reported in the event viewer, which is actually very useful to actually see what's going on. In this case, we just need to wait 1 minute for that to happen. Okay, now we see in Event Viewer that some new events are available. So I'm guessing that those are the suspension event. So I'm going to refresh with F5, and we should see two new events, and we do. If you look, you'll see that they're both event 2310, and they both report what the process ID was that was suspended and the app pool that was suspended. And it also reports the number of minutes that that particular app pool was set to. So now let's go back to our browser, to Internet Explorer, and we are going to visit each one of those sites again and see the performance. Now recall that the first and third sites were set to terminate, and the second and fourth sites were set to suspend. So let's check that out. Okay, now the sites are suspended. So let's take a look at the difference in performance between the terminated sites and the suspended sites. So let's start with the first site. It was terminated. So we should see cold startup-like experience. Yep, that looked like cold startup to me. Now let's look at the second site. Here, we set this site to suspend, so we should see something quite different. Let's take a look. Wow, that was much, much faster. Let's do it again. This site was set to terminate, so once again, we should see a cold startup experience. Yep, and last, this fourth site was set to suspend. So once again, we should see a much faster startup experience. And again, that's what we see. So hopefully you've seen today that ASP.NET App Suspend is a great new feature in the .NET Framework 4.5.1 on Windows Server 2012 R2. Please give it a try. Thanks. ASP.NET App Suspend changes the capabilities and economics of ASP.NET Shared Hosting. It delivers a much better startup user experience by making much better use of your hardware. It applies some of the same low resource usage techniques seen in Windows Phone, but scales the implementation to the cloud. You can enable ASP.NET App Suspend with a flip of a switch. Try it on Windows Server 2012 R2.